It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President-elect Barack Obama is asking Congress to do something it normally doesn't, act swiftly. He wants lawmakers to approve a lot of spending. And we'll hear the thoughts of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in a moment.
We begin with just one of the massive requests from the president-elect. He wants access to the rest of the money that was committed to bail out the financial industry. About half that $700 billion is still available. Lawmakers are now deciding under what conditions they would give it to him. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Congressman Barney Frank thinks lawmakers should allow the incoming administration to use the second half of the bailout money. But the Massachusetts Democrat, who chairs the powerful House Financial Services Committee, is not willing to simply hand over a blank check.
Many of us believe that before voting yes or no, we ought to be able to say yes, but. I take it back. Not yes, but yes, if.
If, in this case, means if the next $350 billion is spent very differently than the first $350. Frank wants a full accounting from financial firms that get the so-called TARP money. He wants more of it to go to smaller banks, and he wants a sizable chunk devoted to helping homeowners who are otherwise at risk of foreclosure.
And it reminds me of what Harry Truman said, being president of the United States means trying to get people to do what they should have done in the first place on their own if they had any brains. That's what we are trying to do with the TARP. We're trying to get an administration to do what it should have done in the first place.
Mr. Obama has promised a sweeping effort to help struggling homeowners, but Frank wants to see a price tag on the plan. He's authored legislation that would require at least $40 billion of the bailout money to go for foreclosure prevention. Mike Calhoun of the Center for Responsible Lending says at least $100 billion is what's really needed.
Time is running out to stem the flood of foreclosures and protect Americans from an even deeper financial meltdown. 8 to 10 million American households will lose their homes to foreclosures, 1 out of 6 families over the next 4 years.
The president-elect has also promised that more of the bailout money will be used to help small businesses and consumers who need credit. North Carolina Republican Walter Jones complains financial firms that got the first half of the money, in many cases, just held on to it.
I do not know how these banks are getting by with fattening their profits, so to speak, because they were in trouble. We give them the money, the taxpayers do, and yet the taxpayer who has a business, small or large, can't even get a loan.
Some lawmakers are skeptical that another $350 billion is needed right away. Republican Spencer Baucus of Alabama says the financial system seems more stable than it did last fall. He wonders what's the hurry to spend more taxpayer money.
We understand Americans are struggling, that people are out of work, but that's no excuse to rush to judgment and really take $350 billion from the very people that we're concerned about.
But President-elect Obama said this week the financial system is still fragile, and he wants some ammunition to fend off any additional financial attacks. Mr. Obama made his case in person yesterday in a meeting with Senate Democrats. Afterwards, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he's very confident he'll have the votes needed to keep the bailout money flowing.
I think it was a very good meeting. I think all of us felt very, very good that we're going to work with the president-elect to bring the country out of the deep hole it finds itself in.
A vote on the money could come as early as tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.